Hey, ready for part two of our interview with Stereotitans? This episode we're gonna focus on the history of Stereotitans, and we'll also have some pretty interesting questions at the end, appended by the track "Bumblebee Weed" from Stereotitans. Just as a reminder, Stereotitans will be playing at the Underground in Lansdale on June 22nd. That's a Friday. They'll be also be releasing what their beer. It's going to be a beer that we're actually making for these guys, and it will be on sale and draft and in cans. They actually did the design for the cans. We're going to have the beer on draft and in cans at our pub at Round Guys Brewery right across the street. And you can find out more about that by following us on Facebook, facebook.com/roundguys. Following the Original Slacker on Facebook, facebook.com/theoriginalslacker. And finding the Underground on Facebook at facebook.com/rgbcunderground. You can find out more information about Stereotitans by listening to this podcast right here. They'll be giving you all their data at the very end. And yeah, we look forward to seeing you guys out there. All right. Thanks again for listening. I'm your host, Bill. If you have any questions, concerns, thoughts, ideas, improvements, whatever, just send me an email at bill@roundguysbrewery.com.
I lose my mind. I want to lose my money. I want to lose myself.
So when did Stereotitans begin?
5 years ago. Yeah.
And who were the founding members of this? Where did it, was it? So Mark, I know you were influential in this, but who else was, I guess, at the very beginning of this band?
Well, it was first with Gab and Damon and then Kevin, which was the other bass player, and then they tried out drummers, and I made the cut, and then so that was the original group. That's where the idea spawned, and then Kevin, uncomfortable with the vision, he sort of left and moved on, and Chris, perfect fit, came on board about 2 years in.
What kind of music were you guys all playing before you guys got into this band?
Well, I was in grad school, so I was playing this really bad metal band to get my frustration out. But I played in like a funk before that, hippie band in college.
Yeah, I was in a hip hop rock band, and we like to call a rock and soul, not rock and roll, but a rock and soul band. And then I was doing background singing for an R&B group. So I had three jobs, man. I had three jobs working.
Yeah, and then I actually, like, I grew up in Pennsylvania, but I moved to California in, like, 2012 and was playing music out there for a long time. So I played bass in a hip-hop, rock, reggae band for a good bit. But, I played in a bunch of bands from, like, jazz fusion to hard rock to, you know, pretty much everywhere in between. And then luckily I fell in with these cats about 2.5-3 years ago, man, and we've been rocking ever since.
Now, you guys have a very rock sound. Is there any plans in the future to pan out from that to come up with, you know, try and vary up the sound, try to infuse more of your influences in there?
I would say so, absolutely. I mean, this album we're working on right now, especially as we're talking about doing an earlier story, I mean, we try to capture a lot of emotions, and with those emotions comes different, you know, sounds. So, I mean, you're going to hear some gospel. I mean, gospel metal, does that work? But we're going to find out. You know, I mean
gospel's good, metal's good. Why not, man? Give it a shot.
you know. But, I mean, the hip-hop elements are definitely going to be coming through because these are all the different walks of life musically that we've come from. So, I mean, it would just be robbing us if we didn't throw every influence, you know, that we feel is pertinent to be part of Stereotitans.
Mm-hmm. I love this. I love what you guys are doing. All right, we got some wrap-up questions here. This is some goofy shit sometimes that can be challenging. So feel free to answer anyway. There is no right answer to this. There might be one right answer to this, but yeah, you'll be fine. There's four questions I'm going to throw at you. I did not write these questions. Just want to throw them out there. So if any of them happen to be incorrect, Don't chastise me, but you can feel free to write me a long email and I'll forward that without a problem. All right.
Don't messenger. We won't.
Okay, number one. Name a mammalian species that Frank Miller, the creator of The Watchmen and 300, would like to have ravenous hate sex with.
Holy shit.
I don't even understand.
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah.
You got it. Name a mammalian species Frank Miller, the creator of Watchmen and 300, would like to have ravenous hate sex with.
Man. That's a tough question.
Yeah. That is some goofy shit.
I'm going to go with cats, man.
Monkeys?
I don't, Frank Miller, like you, that's a, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking of like, well, because he had the mutants in The Dark Knight Returns, and they were kind of like hybrid lizard-type people with spikes on their head.
Ooh.
So I don't know, maybe something with like spikes or scales or something. Like, but that's lizard. That's not an alien. So I'm just going to go with cats, man.
Yeah, I'm close to that. I would say, you know, Wookiees. Every sex with a Wookiee. What does that sound like? Ugh. Go ahead, Mark. Give it a shot.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
All right, we can go on number two.
Number two.
A little better, all right? This is better. I threw the hardest one at you right away. Just want to see your reaction on that.
That's a really tough question.
What was the answer?
There is no answer to that. I don't know what the answer to. I didn't ask the guy.
Oh.
Yep. These are open-ended. Yep. So, all right, number two. Besides the known instance of other characters being able to lift Thor's hammer, who would you like to see be able to lift it in or out of comics?
Kronos, baby.
Of course you would say that.
Of course
you would say that.
I'm the most powerful being on the face of the earth, son. I should be able to lift anything and everything.
You know,
especially
what?
The ladies' skirts.
With the mighty hammer.
With the mighty hammer of Thor.
Yo, you know I'll be on some like geek stuff for real? Like King Arthur out of nowhere. I can pick up stones, I'm gonna pick up your hammer. How about that?
Good answer.
How about that? What'd you
Mark,
got,
Mark, you in?
Oh, yeah, Mark. The Odorous, the singer of Gwar.
There you go.
Wow.
He's bringing his metal chops to it. All right. Which one of these were not DC? Wonder Woman, Calendar Man, Al Jordan, or Michael B. Jordan?
Michael B. Jordan. That one was too easy.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a layup right there. Thank you. No problem, guys. All right, round it out. If Black Panther and Squirrel Girl were to meet, would Black Panther chase Squirrel Girl up a tree? I didn't write this, I swear to God.
No, it's a very interesting question. Because cats do chase squirrels. But squirrels don't live in the jungle where the panther dwells. Therefore, I think he wouldn't chase her up a tree. He might, I don't know. I'm not going to go there. That would be kind of weird. Interspecies, like, you know, happenings. I'll just put it at that.
Just going back to question one?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right, fellas. Well, I really appreciate you guys taking the time to talk to me and play this little game here at the end. Looking forward to the show on 6/22. If you guys just want to plug yourselves one more time.
So, once again, we are Stereo Titans, the comic book rock band out of Philadelphia. And we will see Round Guys Brewing at the Underground, underneath Round Guys Brewing, on 6/22. And hopefully be premiering our specialty beer.
That's right.
I can taste it already. It's going to be delicious.
I'm from Olympia.
Pour it all over.
I took a bath in it.
Honestly, just thinking about it.
I know.
Laying it against
the middle of my ear. Delicious. All
right, fellas. Thank you again.
trickling up in my veins.